This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There we go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalam, rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Rajazi. Welcome you to the Seerah series entitled Walking with the Prophet, or Upon the Footsteps of the Prophet. We started this series a few months ago. We finished the Meccan era. We migrated to the Medina era, or Madani era. And since we migrated to the Madani era, we've been spending some personal time with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in his home. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to carry on that experience, you know, that journey with Prophet Muhammad inside his home and his daily schedule. You know, what does he do, you know, once he, you know, wakes up in the morning, after he makes his wudu or takes his bath, what does he do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we talked about him going to the masjid for fajr. We talked about him leading the prayer. We talked about, you know, after he finishes the prayer, what does he do, alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's where we left off last week, my brothers and sisters. So today, inshallah ta'ala, it will be very interesting again, because we're going to spend a day versus a night. So we did spend a night, or the night with the Prophet, you know, seeing about his sleep and what does he do at night, you know, and the time when he woke up. I mentioned this story last week, when he woke up and then he had to, you know, when he went into the Baqiyah to visit the graveyard. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she followed him, if you remember that story, which I have mentioned last week. So, and then we talked about his Qiyam al-Layl, when he makes long Qiyam, prolonging the sujood, prolonging the ruku', you know, with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we're going to go back and then spend a day. No, now it is not daylight yet, it is not sunrise yet, it is still after Fajr, right? So we're still with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the masjid, right? In the masjid, with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after he prayed Fajr, what does he do? What are his actions after Fajr? My brothers and sisters, after Fajr, after the Prophet Muhammad finishes and then he makes his salam, and then he makes his dhikr alayhi salatu wasalam, and then making astaghfirullah, Allahumma tassalam, wa minka assalam, the dua that he recites during, you know, after the finishing the salah, and then he turns, alayhi salatu wassalam. After he turns, oftentimes he turns towards his left, then he has to face the sahaba behind him. So when he, sometimes he turns towards his right, sometimes he turns towards his left, but oftentimes he turns towards his left, because that's where, you know, Aisha's house is, you know. That's the connection he had with Aisha radiallahu anha wardaha. And then he finishes his adhkar. As he finishes his adhkar, the sahaba, they see him, you know, finishing his adhkar. As soon as he finishes, they come closer to him. If they were few in numbers, you know, so they will make a halaqa towards him. But if they're, you know, big in numbers, but this is after Fajr, because there's another lecture, another sitting, where that we will talk about later on. But here, because they are big in numbers, so they will make rows, you know, and Prophet Muhammad is still sitting in his place of salah, of worship, alayhi salatu wassalam. So he looks around. And then we mentioned about, you know, him, you know, these kids that come in, you know, with their cups of water, and then the Prophet would bless that, you know, those cups of water. We talked about, you know, him asking the Sahaba if they have seen any dreams, or before even that, we talked about him looking around and seeing who's missing, so much so that one day he was there after the Salah, and then he kept looking around, and then he said, "Where is that woman?" And nobody knew what woman he's talking about. Where is that woman who used to clean the masjid? So there was this woman, brothers and sisters, who used to clean the masjid, you know, an old woman, dark. So the Prophet asked about her. He paid attention that she was not there. He paid attention that she was not there. So he said, "Where is that woman?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah, you know, she passed away last night. She passed away last night. When didn't you wake me up? Why didn't you people wake me up? Why didn't you tell me? Ya Rasulullah, it was late at night and you were sleeping. We did not want to bother you." Imagine this. "We did not want to bother you. You were sleeping." You know, she's like, they thought that she was nobody. She's just a maid. She's just, you know, like a poor, you know, woman, miskin, an old poor woman. They did not want to bother Prophet Muhammad. But for the Prophet, she was not just any woman. Imagine, she was not just any woman. She, everybody is the same for Rasulullah. Of course, people, they vary, you know, because of their iman, right? Some people, mashallah, they have high iman, and some people have lower iman, or, you know, depending on how strong your iman is. But this is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for you and I, you know, an-nasu sawasiya, we're all the same. So Prophet Muhammad, yes, there's Abu Bakr, who is his best friend. But there's this woman who may be in the regard of people, she was nobody, but in the regard of Allah Azza wa Jal, that in the regard of the Prophet, she was very, you know, a prominent person. Not just because she used to clean the masjid that she was nobody. So the Prophet says, "Where is she? You know, what happened to her?" "Ya Rasulullah, she passed away last night. She died. We buried her." The Prophet was really disappointed. He told him, "Dalluni ala qabriha." Show me what her grave is. دلوني على قبرها امرأة كبيرة سوداء كبيرة في السن. She's an old woman, dark, like a slave. And then he says, show me where her grave is. So they showed the Prophet what her grave was, and he made Salat al-Janaza on her, or for her, عليه الصلاة والسلام. What a privilege. What a privilege for the Prophet to go all the way to her grave where she was there, and there where he, you know, not inside, of course, the grave, but, you know, outside, he prayed Salat al-Janaza on that woman. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would look around again. And then he would ask the Sahaba, okay, has anybody seen any dream? And then the Sahaba would say, yes, or somebody would raise his hand, I saw a dream, and somebody would say, I saw a dream, and somebody, you know. So there was this man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I saw a dream, I want to share that with you. So the Prophet says, okay, what do you dream? You know, tell me what you saw. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I saw a Sahaba, a big cloud, very big cloud. But first, before I tell you the dream, before I tell you the dream of this companion, I need to ask how you people are doing. Right? I haven't seen you for a week. Imagine 1 week. There is a very long time. That's 1 week I haven't seen you. How are you people doing? I missed you. Yeah, I feel like Barney. Barney and friends. Barney and friends. How are you people doing? Those on Facebook out there and those on Instagram. You guys doing okay? Long time no see. How are things? You guys looking okay? Alhamdulillah. Alrighty. Just double checking and seeing how you guys keeping up, inshallah, with all this, you know, stuff happening out there and whatnot, right? Just making sure that you're keeping up, inshallah ta'ala. Iman is high, brothers and sisters. Iman is alright. I know it's it's lockdown and things are getting worse and worse, but alhamdulillah, you know, soon, inshallah ta'ala, the breakthrough will happen. Soon the sunrise will happen. You know, soon we shall see the sun. And like they say in Liverpool, you won't walk alone. You will not walk alone, right? Those of you from the UK, what is that motto for Liverpool? You shall not walk alone. Is that you shall not walk alone? Or I think that's what they say. You know. So inshallah ta'ala, we're not going to be walking alone, right? We're, you know, inshallah ta'ala, the sun will rise. And things will clear up, and inshallah ta'ala, we'll be coming back to each other, hugging each other again, meeting one another, spending time with each other, inshallah ta'ala. So do not lose hope and do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, the Prophet, you know, as I was saying, he was asking Sahaba about dreams that they saw. And then one man said, I saw a dream, Ya Rasulullah. I saw a Sahaba, I saw a big cloud. And then in this cloud it started raining, but it was not raining water, it was raining ghee and honey. Saman wa asal. Saman wa asal. It was raining ghee and honey. It's interesting dream. So, by the way, brothers and sisters, in Jannah it rains. One day it will rain, you know. But the rain in Jannah, it's not like the rain that we have here. The Sahaba, they asked Rasulullah, you know, he said, wish anything you want. And then the Sahaba, they started making wishes in the Jannah. I want to wish for this, I want to wish for that, I want to wish for this. And then the Prophet says, yes, and then you can have all that which you desire in Jannah. That's why it's called Jannah, paradise. You can have all that which you desire. So he says, you know, rain, but the rain, it's not going to rain water. One Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, if it rains, I want it to rain Hul Ain. And they started laughing. I want it to rain Hul Ain, Hul Ain, yay! Who's that? I'm wondering who is that. If I was there, it would have been me. If I was there, it would have been me. It would have been me big time. I would say, Ya Rasulullah, rain, rain, rain. So he was telling them, what do you wish it to rain? You know, rain and wish, what is it, you know, that you wish? So one day I was talking about this in one of my seminars. And then when you know, some sisters, they said, oh, we want it to rain, you know, chocolate. And then we want it to rain, you know, candy. We want it to rain roses. We want it to rain flowers, you know. One brother is a big guy, subhanAllah, from Montreal. I'll never forget, you know, Montreal or I forgot what city was it. He says, I want it to rain. What did he say? He says, I want it to rain what is those, the baby lions? What do you guys call the baby lions? I forgot. The baby lions? The baby lions, what do you call them? Bucks? Is it bucks? The baby lions? Small baby lions, what do you call them? I think, is it bucks or... Club, oh, cubs, bucks, not bucks, cubs. I flipped it up. No, he said, Sheikh, I want it to rain cubs. I said, what do you mean? You want lion, like baby lions? He says, I just want to rain, you know, when it rain cubs. What is it, sisters and brothers, that you want it to rain in Jannah? You can wish anything you want, you know, like one day it's rain, but it's not going to rain water. You know, rain gold. You want to rain gold, you want to, you know, salmon, asal, you know, honey. You want to rain, you know, like that Sahabi says, I want to rain hul'ain. I want hul'ain. You know, what is it that you want it to rain? Those of you out there on Facebook and Instagram, you know, wish. Tell me, what is your wish? If you are in Jannah and Allah has asked you, okay, I'm going to rain, I'm going to send down rain, what is it that you want that rain to be? What is it that you want that rain to be? Come on, tell me, guys, brothers and sisters, let's have some fun. Because we are in Jannah, huh? Just imagine you're in Jannah. What is it that you want it to rain in Jannah? Flowers? Roses? Those of you from Belgium, they will say chocolate. White kittens. White kittens. The Belgium would say chocolate. I know. I don't blame you. Belgium chocolate, of course. Belgium chocolate. You want it to rain Belgium chocolate. What else? Roses. Oh, rain roses. Milk? Rain milk? Fragrance? Brothers, talk to me. Where are the brothers? The sisters are just saying these beautiful things. Perfume and baklava. Rain baklava on me. Rain baklava on me. Rain knafa on me. Knafa. Yeah, more knafa. Oh, you can rain all you want, my friends and brothers. You know, I already said what I wanted to rain, so I'm not going to say it again. I already said what I wanted it to rain. You guys know. I know. That's my choice. I'm in Jannah. I want to have whatever I want to have. You have no problems. You should not have no problems because it is me there. I can wish for anything I want, right? I want that. Period. All right. So everybody has their own wishes. Anyways, so this man saw this dream. And what was the dream? He saw this big cloud raining honey. Raining honey. Samin wa asal. And people, they're just coming and then, you know, bringing their you know, hands and then trying to, you know, have some scoops of honey and ghee and trying to grab as much as they could. And then all of a sudden, a rope, you know, came down from the sky. And then one man came and grabbed that rope, and the rope pulled him up. And then another man came in and then grabbed onto that rope, and the rope pulled him up. And then the third man came in, and then as he jumped into the rope and then was climbing up, and then the rope broke. And then the Prophet Muhammad held his hand and then pulled him up. And now, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Abu Bakr said, ya Rasulullah, please allow me to interpret the dream. I want to interpret the dream. I want to, you know, I want to interpret the dream. And then the Prophet Muhammad says, go ahead, ya Abu Bakr, go ahead, interpret the dream. What is it that you think the dream is? And then the Prophet, and then Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu wa arda, he says, with regard to the cloud, with regard to the cloud, he says, it is al-Islam. That cloud, that, you know, is al-Islam, the deen, Islam. And then he says, with regard to the sweetness that is falling, you know, like the rain, you know, that semen and asal, you know, the ghee and honey, he says it is Al-Quran and its sweetness. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Look at the beautiful interpretation of this beautiful dream. He says, with regard, you know, it's raining, but what is it raining? Islam, you know, what is it raining? He said it's raining Quran. Quran and its sweetness. So the asal, the honey and the ghee, he interpreted that as Al-Quran and the sweetness of the Quran. And then some people are taking from that Quran, some are memorizing it all, some are memorizing a little bit, you know. Everybody's, you know, some are reciting more, some are reciting less, you know. So this is the interpretation of the of Abu Bakr. And then with regard to the rope, he says that rope is Al-Haqq, the truth. The truth, al-haq. The rope coming down from the heavens is the truth, al-haq. And it says, a man will come and grab into that rope, and then another man will come and grab into that rope, and then the third man will come and grab into that rope, and then as the broke row and as the rope broke, ya Rasulullah, you're the one who caught him with your hand and you pulled him up. You're the one who caught him with your hand and pulled him up. Ya Rasulullah, this is the dream. This is my interpretation. Am I right? Am I right? Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, yes and no. Yes and no. Ya'ani, you got some of it right and you got some of it wrong. And then Abu Bakr said, أَقْسَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and tell me, what did I say that is wrong? أَقْسَمْتُ, يعني he made قسم, as if he's telling the Prophet, I ask you by Allah to tell me. Then the Prophet says, Abu Bakr, don't swear by Allah. Do not swear by Allah on this. And the Prophet never told him. He never told him. But it is a beautiful dream with regard to the, you know, the sky, I mean the cloud and the Quran and, you know, and the Islam, and, you know, it's a beautiful dream. So another man saw a dream, but he did not want, he was shy to tell Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Who's this man? It is the son of Umar. His name is Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Umar. He saw a dream, but it's a scary dream. He did not want to tell nobody. So he went to his sister Hafsa. He went to his sister Hafsa, who's Hafsa? Hafsa, she is the wife also of the Prophet. And he told her, sister Hafsa, I saw a dream. It's a scary dream though. I saw two angels grabbing me and taking me as if we're going to hellfire. And then I saw some people in hellfire. People, I saw them. I know them. I saw them and I know them. And then the angels were telling me, "Lam tula, lam tula. You're not going in. You're not going there. You're not going there." And then all of a sudden we reached a well. And that well in hellfire, I saw a lot of people, you know, that being punished, being tortured in that well in hellfire. And I was so terrified. And then the angels told me, "Lam tula, lam tula. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You're not going in. You're not going there. You're not going there." And then I woke up. And then I woke up. And then he told his sister. His sister, of course, she went to tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. "Ya Rasulullah, my brother Abdullah, he saw this dream. Two angels taking him as if he went to hellfire. He saw people there being punished. And then they were telling him, don't be scared, don't be scared. You're not going there." And then what is the interpretation of this dream, Ya Rasulullah? Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Ni'ma ar-rajlu Abdullah, law kana yaqumu al-layl." Allah. He did not interpret the dream as is. He just said, "Ni'ma al-'abdu 'Abdullah law kana yaqumu min al-layl." Blessed the servant Abdullah. Blessed he is if only he can pray more at night. It had something to do with those angels taking him to hellfire, although they're telling him, "You're not going in, you're not going in." But he saw hellfire and he saw people being punished in it. The Prophet says, blessed the abd, the slave, Abdullah, if only he can pray more at night. Brothers and sisters, do you pray Qiyam al-Layl? This is the best time to pray Qiyam al-Layl. This is the best time to pray Qiyam al-Layl. Where, what is happening here? 1 second, please. Give me 1 second, please, because we lost connection. We lost connection, and I'm just trying to. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers, those of you on Facebook, just give me a second, please, because I lost connection here. All of a sudden, we had a blackout, and then the power came back. Alhamdulillah. So I'm just trying to log back into the internet. So just give us 1 second, inshallah ta'ala. I can read you now, brothers and sisters from Facebook. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you guys doing? Okay. Oh man. Here we go. All right, we're back. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We are back. We're back. I just lost power, but we're back, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. So, yes, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Ni'ma ar-rajulu Abdullah law kana yaqumu min al-layl." Blessed the man Abdullah if only he can pray more at night. So I asked the brothers and sisters on Facebook, and I'm asking you those on Instagram, do you pray Qiyam al-Layl? Do you pray the night prayer? Please, this is the best time to pray, because this is where the night is long and the day is short, right? When the days, when the days are short, then you can fast. Like now, the day is short, you can fast, and then the nights are long, you can make Qiyam al-Layl. Fajr is like in here in Toronto. Fajr is at 6:30. 6:30 a.m. Some people are already at work. I remember when I used to work at the office. You know, 5 o'clock, I'm at work already. So 6:30 a.m. Subhanallah. It's easy to pray Qiyam al-Layl. And Qiyam al-Layl, brothers and sisters, it is that icing on the cake. The icing on the cake. Qiyam al-Layl, it is the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the nawafil. From the supererogatory actions, Qiyam al-Layl, the night prayer. أحب الصلاة إلى الله بعد صلاة الفريضة صلاة الليل. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet says that the most beloved salah to Allah Azza wa Jal other than the fara'id, other than the obligatory actions, is qiyam al-layl, the night prayer. Brothers and sisters, this is the best time. If you have anything to complain about, if you have any needs, wants from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have any worries, any concerns, and we all have worries and we all have concerns, and we are all going through hardships, and we're all going through a state of confusion, moral decay. We're all going through problems and difficulties, be it financial difficulties, be it, you know, health problems and whatnot. Go and prostrate at night. At night, where everybody's asleep, but you wake up, you make your wudu, and go and talk to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Tell Him. Even sisters who cannot pray, even if they cannot pray, they can still wake up in the middle of the night and make dua. And make dua. Why? Because this is where the time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down in a way that befits His majesty. He comes down into the first heaven, looking at those people who pray, those who make istighfar, those who make dua, answering their dua, answering their supplication, you know, forgiving them and accepting their istighfar. Salatul Layl. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. And from the night, فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ, make sujood, meaning make lots of salah at night. وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا, and make lots of tasbih for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lots of praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. Right? So this is it, my brothers and sisters. The nights are long, the days are short. So try to pray Qiyam al-Layl, inshaAllah ta'ala. Try to wake up before Fajr. As I mentioned earlier, even the sisters who cannot pray because of their, you know, thingy, if you know they cannot pray, but still they can wake up and they can make wudu and they can sit in a place of worship at home somewhere, right? In a place of salah, and then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit and make dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. So the Prophet said, with regard to the dream, you know, of Abdullah, if only he can pray more of Qiyam al-Layl. So brothers and sisters, we're still there. We're still with the Prophet Muhammad. It is not daytime yet. It is not sun. The sun hasn't risen yet. The sun has not risen yet. He's still there. And the Prophet Muhammad, he's still interpreting dreams. Whoever saw a dream. And then came a man. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, I saw a dream. I saw my head rolled in front of me. Whoa. What? I saw my head rolled in front of me. Brothers and sisters, would you like me to tell you what the Prophet told this man? I feel something is happening here. Would you like me to translate this dream to you? Would you like me to tell you what the Prophet told this man who said, I saw my head rolling in front of me and I was trying to catch my head, but I'm not able to catch my head. Would you like me to tell you what the Prophet told him? Those of you on Facebook, would you like me to tell you what the Prophet told him? Nora? Nora said yes. And Nisha Ghulam said yes. And Layla said yes. And Zoe said, that's terrifying, yes. And Yasmin said yes. And who else from Facebook? Who is from Facebook? Humaira said yes. No cliffhanger, Nora. All right, I promise. Abu Ayyash said yes. And Iram Muhammad said yes. And Mu'nisa said, yes, please. It's like a thriller. Thriller. Hey, thriller. Okay, Romina said yes. And Shazia said yes. And Ashraf said yes. And Hafiz Khan said yes. And Naseema Begum said yes. And Naeem Banadiyat said yes, please. You know, who else wants me to tell them what the Prophet said with regard to this dream? A man saw his head rolling in front of him and he's trying to catch his head, but he's not able to catch his head. But it's a dream that he told the Prophet, and the Prophet is about to give him the translation. Yes, Asra Qadri said yes. Okay, who else? Nawal, little bit scary. Yes, all right. So, here's what this man, you know, this is what the Prophet said to this man. He said, إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُمْ مَنَامًا إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُمْ لَا يُخْبِرَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِتَلَاعُبِ الشَّيْطَانِ فِي مَنَامِهِ. He says, لَا يُخْبِرَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِتَلَاعُبِ الشَّيْطَانِ فِي مَنَامِهِ. He says, let not you, any of you who saw a bad dream, to inform others about it. Let not any of you who saw a bad dream tell anyone about it. He says, إذا رأى ما يكره فلا يخبر به أحد. هذا توجيه مهم. إذا رأى ما يكره فلا يخبر به أحد. He says, if you see a bad dream, don't tell anyone about it. And I know that a lot of, especially sisters, brothers, it's all right, but especially sisters, they see some dreams and they want you to tell them what do they mean. Bad dreams, good dreams, but they just, I need to know. And they search right, left, and center. They go to Google, they go here and there. Somebody's got to tell me there is a lesson, there's a message, there's oh, the head rolling. Maybe I'm trying to catch this guy I want to marry, and the more I try to catch him, the more he runs away from me. I don't know. Right? So the Prophet said, you know, if anyone sees a bad dream, let him not share that with anyone. If you see a good dream, share it with those whom you love. But if you see a bad dream, do not share it with anyone. What should you do instead? You should, on your left side, you know, dry spit three times and say, A'udhu Billah Minash Shaitan Rajeem, A'udhu Billah Minash Shaitan Rajeem, A'udhu Billah Minash Shaitan Rajeem. You see, I did not spit, dry spit. There's nothing came out. So especially brothers, especially if you're sleeping with your wife or maybe sleeping with your husband, you know, don't give her a shower, you know, and then she wakes up. What are you doing? You're spitting on me? Huh? You waited until I went to sleep to spit on me? You this, you that? Huh? You think you're a man? You think you're a man? Huh? You just spit on me while I'm sleeping? No. That's not what happened. That's not what happened, Mary Jam, that's not what happened. There is no Mary. There is no Jam. There is fire now. There is no jam at all. This is, I'm not going to jam you. I'm going to jam you. Not giving you jam. I'm going to jam you. I'm going to cut on you. You're spitting on me? No, Allah, I'm not spitting. I'm dry spitting. I saw a bad dream. No. You saw a bad dream? Let me show you a real dream. You saw a bad dream? Let me show you a real dream. Come here. Miskin, he just saw two bad dreams. He just saw two bad dreams. but one was real. Oh man. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you were to see a bad dream, just dry spit on your left and say, A'udhu Billah Minash Shaitan Rajeem, A'udhu Billah Minash Shaitan Rajeem, A'udhu Billah Minash Shaitan Rajeem. And don't tell no one. Don't tell no one about it. If you see a good dream, you can share it with others. But if you see a bad dream, don't share it with nobody. Right? So he did not tell him, of course, the interpretation of his dream. He saw his head rolling. And then he's trying to fall to catch his head. No, the Prophet, he didn't tell him about that. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So, he is still there in a beautiful gathering. And Samura is a Sahabi, Nujundum, he says, كان طويل الصمت. كان طويل الصمت. The Prophet Muhammad used to listen deeply and profoundly. For long, he wouldn't be talking. He would just be listening. Listening for long, طويل الصمت. عليه الصلاة والسلام. And he's listening to them. Some said, I saw this. Some said, I saw that. Some said, I saw this. Some said, I saw that. So he's listening and giving them time. عليه الصلاة والسلام. And then he says, as the Prophet Muhammad is listening, then we start talking amongst one another. We, the Sahaba, we start talking about one another, with one another. What do we talk about? We talk about poetry. Allah. We talk about poetry in Jahiliyyah, at the time of Jahiliyyah. And then we start laughing. This is a beautiful, look, brothers and sisters, it's not like it's everything is haram, haram. No, they're laughing, they're having fun. Here's Prophet with them, listening to them, you know. It's like, hey, be quiet, listen. No, when it's serious time, it's a serious time. But when it's okay to have fun, so the Prophet is listening to them, talking about Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. And then they're telling stories about what happened to them in Jahiliyyah. Poetry, talking about poems, and then talking about things that happened to them in Jahiliyyah. So one of them said, one day, Ya Rasulullah, I traveled and I took my God with me, my idol with me. I took my other with me. And then, and I had some, you know, some food, you know, milk and meat. So I put, you know, for my God, for my idol, I put some meat for him, you know, some milk and meat. Right? So that he can eat. He's feeding his idol. He's feeding his God. And then when I came back, I found a fox who ate the meat and drank the milk and he urinated on my God. He urinated on my God. So I went and I washed my God and I told him, hey, defend yourself. Don't let the fox urinate on you. Defend yourself. How can you let a fox come and urinate on you and eat your food? So I washed him and I gave him some food and I came back again. And again, that same fox, he came and he ate the food. And he urinated on my God. Then I went and I washed my God again for the third time. And after I washed him, I gave him my sword. I gave him my sword and I said, listen, here's a sword. Defend yourself. Defend yourself. When the fox comes to you, kill this fox. Here's a safe. Here's my sword. So the third day he came back. And then the same fox again came. The same fox came and then he ate the food and urinated on his God. And then he got so angry. He says, what kind of God are you? What kind of son are you? What kind of idol are you? You know, you let a fox urinate on you and then I throw it. Another man came and said, Ya Rasulullah, my God, my idol benefited me. He says, huh? He says, yes. My idol, maybe I'm the only one amongst you whose idol benefited him. Say, how can you say that? And the Sahaba, they were so in awe. This man, he's a Muslim, he's a Sahabi, he's a believer. And he says his idol benefited him. So everybody like, what are you talking about? And then the Prophet also asked him, how? So the man said, okay, well, let me tell you how my God benefited me. Brothers and sisters, do you want to know? Do you want to know what this man said? How his God benefited him? How his idol benefited him? Do you want me to tell you how that happened? You want me to tell you how that happened, sisters and brothers, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram? Sophie Saeed, dates, is this the guy that ate his idol? Zohar Noglifi, there was a guy whose idol he benefited him. Who? How? What happened? Those of you on Instagram, those of you on Facebook out there, are you still there? How is it going? Shall I tell you? Shall I tell you? Inshallah. Because what happens after that? It is still, you know, not morning yet. They're still talking here, right after the, you know, Fajr. And then this guy asked this question. The Prophet would answer the question, of course. And then after answering the question, the Prophet will stand up and then he will go somewhere. Where would he go? Where would he go? Does he go pray? Or does he go somewhere else? Has he eaten yet? No, he hasn't eaten yet. So, what is he going to do? Yeah, you got it. You got it. That's tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters. Tomorrow, bi-idhnillah, we will meet again to talk about Prophet Muhammad spending a day with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to spend a full day with him. So far, he woke up in the, at night. He woke up, you know, for Qiyam. He woke up for Qiyam. He prayed Fajr. He stayed with the Sahaba for about an hour or so. It's about an hour now, you know. And then what is he going to do after that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And so forth. We will talk about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you so much for joining, brothers and sisters, those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Stay safe. Tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 p.m. UK time, inshallah. Same time, same place. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله شفاه الله بدر تاج may Allah عز وجل give shifa to Sheikh Abdul Qayyum from East London Mosque, East London Mosque in the UK. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى give Sheikh Abdul Qayyum شفاء طهورا شفاء عاجلا إن شاء الله. May Allah, you know, give him a speedy recovery إن شاء الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خير again. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. We'll see you tomorrow إن شاء الله تعالى. Alright. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. This thing is recorded, just so you know. It's recorded on Facebook and Instagram. Please, you know, if you have time. And on Facebook and on YouTube as well. It's on YouTube as well. You can always go back and listen to the, you know, all the sessions if you have missed them or if you have come in late. Alrighty? Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum, sisters and brothers. Assalamu alaikum. Barakallahu alaikum.